2 Kings 18. And this passage talks about a emissary sent from a country or a nation called Assyria. And they had come against, they'd already had destroyed Israel, basically. And they were now coming down to Judah. And they were telling Hezekiah that they were going to defeat them. And Hezekiah went and took all of the gold that he could get together. He even cut off the gold from the door sills of the temple so he could send it to them. And when he sent it to them, they weren't impressed. And down in verse number 19 of 2 Kings 18, "And Rabshakeh said unto them, speaking now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Thou sayest, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust, that thou rebellest against me? Now behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all that trust on him. But if ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God, is not that he whose high places, whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away, and hath said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem." So I like that passage there about the staff of Egypt. It's one of those things that it's a funny thing. Can you imagine having a staff that you're supposed to be able to lean upon, and it's so sharp and so skinny that if you leaned upon it, it would pierce your hand through. And so that's not a very good staff to lean upon. And that's what he's talking about Egypt. You can't trust Egypt. And so here we are with this passage. And in verse number 19 and verse number 22 is really where I want to bring our text from. Verse number 19 asks the question, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest? And verse 22 brings us the answer, even though he's mockingly using it. He says here that ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God. Back during the days of the Civil War, Lincoln was asked by a speaker from a delegation of Christian people, and he just made a statement to him. He said, "We trust in the Lord our God, Mr. Lincoln. We trust the Lord is on our side." And the president looked at him and he said, "I do not regard that as so essential as something else." And the Christian man looked horrified that the president would think there was anything more important than the Lord being on our side. And he said, "I am most concerned to know that we are on the Lord's side. We need to be sure that we stand up for God's banner, even if we stand alone. I say this right now because with everything going on, from sickness to rioting to confusion to worry, everything that's going on, we've got to make sure that we trust in the Lord. Where is our confidence? Or as the Bible says here, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest?" And they said it mockingly, but we say it today as truth. Our trust is in the Lord. We need to make sure that our trust is in the Lord. I read this little poem, just a short little verse. It says, "My boat is wafted to the strand by breath divine, and on the helm there rests a hand other than mine." Aren't you glad today? And I was thinking about this last week. Aren't you glad today that God is on the throne? He's still on the throne, and He never left the throne. He's never been out of control for one single moment. And aren't you glad today that you can trust and rest and rely on someone who doesn't change, who doesn't alter, who doesn't sit there and say, "Well, I think I'll be with my people today," and then tomorrow he turns around and he says, "I don't think I'll be with them tomorrow." There is nobody as faithful as our God upon whom we can trust. And I am so glad when we get to situations in life which occur seemingly all the time. You think that as we get older, that we would know how to handle everything. But it seems strange to me, as our nation gets older, and even as we get older as human beings, we see things. I have had more people of retirement age tell me, I am seeing things that I've never seen in my entire life. I never thought I'd see that. I never thought, you know, and I have people tell me that all the time. Aren't you glad that when we go through situations and we don't know what's going to happen, that God's hand is on the helm, He's in control, and even though it looks like everything's going to fall apart and the storms are going to come, the Lord knows what He's doing. We can trust upon Him. So my first statement is this. Our confidence is in the Lord, our God. In Psalm 20, verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. Psalm 4, 5 ends this way. It says, and put your trust in the Lord. Psalm 9, verse 10 says, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 18, starting in verse 30, says, As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, that's a small shield, to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, that maketh my way perfect. And then in Psalm 71, verse 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Now, I don't always understand what's going on around me. I'll be the first to admit that. I get confused. But I don't get confused on this matter. I know, as Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I am so glad today that my confidence in the Lord doesn't have to change. It doesn't have to alter. It doesn't have to go anywhere else. Our confidence is in the Lord our God. Now, I know all of y'all here, and I know all of you have placed your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I would say this, if you trust the Lord with your soul, trust Him with everything else. If He can handle, even though that part, our soul, a lot of times people say, or people act as if the soul is not that important. But your soul is more important than your body. So if you trust the Lord with your soul, trust the Lord with your body. Trust the Lord with your life. Trust the Lord with your family. Trust the Lord with your living. Trust the Lord with all things. Okay, let Him be your confidence at all times. I am so glad today that our confidence is in the Lord our God. Number two, our confidence is where life is most important to us. Our trust in God should be apparent in public. It should be in Christ is revealed a wonderful calmness for us. And we ought to very distinctly to show our trust in Him. You know, when we think about that, our trust in the Lord should not just be something that's hidden in our hearts, but it should be something that's shown forth. A long time ago, I was at, when I worked in Leesburg, I had new bosses come along, and one of them was kind of terrifying sometimes. And by that, I mean, he was just, he always came out as if he knew everything. And he was an old military guy, and at any rate, one day I was there in the office, and I was talking about some problems that they were having with irrigation. And the guy was wrong with what he said. I told him what needed to happen, and he says, I don't think that's the way it ought to be. He says, common sense tells me this way. And he says, that's what I believe. And I looked at him, and before I even thought about it, I didn't even think what I was saying. And I said, well, you have the right to be wrong. And I was talking to my boss. And my higher-up boss, the director, he looked at me and a smile came across his face. You see, I was not arrogant. I was not being mean. I was confident with what I believed in. And you know, when you're confident and you know you're right, you're willing to stand up for what's right. And we need to be confident in our God. It needs to come across in a public way because that's important to us. We trust in God. Now we need to live it. Men don't go around to get married and then sit back there and say, well, this is some woman I know. They're confident. They know that woman. She's a wife. Okay? Hopefully wife number one and only wife number one. Okay? You get in a mess when you start getting too many wives, right? And you know what? Two is too many wives. So you need to make sure you know that you get that one. Okay? One wife at a time. You know, it's important that we have confidence in that. We know that. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? then live it. Let it be distinctly seen by other people. Okay? Have a calmness in your life because of that trust. Our general conduct ought to reveal our faith. As I said before, if I trust the Lord about my soul, I must trust Him about my body, my children, my affairs, everything. Our general conduct in life ought to be one as a Christian. I am a Christian. Now, Lord, help me to live my faith wherever I go. You know what? You go play golf. You can always tell if a golfer's having a bad day. He's got bent clubs, you know, from hitting them over things. But if you play golf, play it as a Christian. If when you walk and you talk and you go to grocery stores, live as a Christian should live. Let your faith be revealed. Okay? Our trust ought to come out most distinctly in times of trouble. For when is our adversaries are most likely to notice? In bereavements, business troubles, national troubles, sickness, things like that. Let the possession of godliness tell its own tale. Let that be the fragrance of our life. We need to make sure that when we are going through our toughest times, that is when our Christian faith shines the brightest. If you think about it, think about the lighthouse for just a minute. The lighthouse needs to shine the brightest on days when it's rainy, cloudy, overcast, dark, stormy. That's when the lighthouse is needed the most. You are needed the most during tough times of people's lives. And if you're running around like a chicken with the head cut off, and if you're have the same attitude as the rest of the lost world, then why should people come to you? I do not believe it's wrong for us to be cautious and careful. I think we have to be cautious and careful. But I think we need to remember this. In the midst of caution and carefulness, we need to be calm in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be confident in Him. So we don't need to be out there and freaking out about everything in life. We need to realize that our friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith in Him, is our confidence. The Bible says in Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in Him at all times. Not just some of the time, at all times. Psalm 44, starting in verse 6, says, "For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But Thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long." Say, the enemy's coming against us, and it's more than us. Let us boast in God. All the day, all the time, at all times, we can trust in God. Psalm 49, verse 6 says, "They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him." We trust in the Lord, not in riches, not in our power, not in our strength, not in our defense. We trust in the Lord. Proverbs 29, verse 25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Famous verse here, Psalm 56, 3. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." And the last thing here I want us to see is our confidence is a defining personal trust. A professor once had a woman come to him, and he asked the question. He says, "How do you know that you're ready to appear before God?" She said, "Sir, God knows that I have taken Him at His word." Our confidence is a personal trust. I am so glad today that not only should we have trust in God, but you can have trust in God. Isn't it so wonderful to know, not that we have Jesus Christ, not that there is a Jesus Christ, not that He died on the cross, but that He is my Savior. He is my friend. He is my Lord. 2 Samuel 22, verse 3, "The God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge and my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." Later on down it says this, "God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect." Job 13, verse 15 says, "Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him." Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. 1 Timothy 4:10 brings this forward. It says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God. You know, the world thinks you're crazy if you trust in the Lord. But God doesn't think you're crazy. And one day, you're going to realize just how smart it is. Think today for just a little while upon how much you wish you could go back in the past and change. I think about this with retirement. I have retirement money set aside, and I continue to set aside a little bit here and a little bit there. And sometimes, you know, you think, well, I'm just putting money away. But one day I'm going to really appreciate that. And I think, I wish I'd started sooner. I wish I'd put away more money when I was real, real, real young. You know, we always may wish that we'd done that. You're going to sit back one day and say, you know what? I've never regretted the confidence that I've placed in God. Because you put that confidence away, and then it comes back one day, and you still have that strong faith in the Lord. I see it time after time again. We have people here that were once very young. Now you're older. And I've never had anyone come to me and say, boy, I wasted my time when I was young trusting in God. They always sit there and say, you know what? You can trust in God. You can trust in God. You can trust in God. And they are examples of that. I would encourage you today to put your confidence in the Lord. Keep it there in a real and personal way. And no matter what the world says, remember that it's of great value to have confidence in God. You know that Rabshakeh that came there with the Assyrians, and he thought, well, I'm going to shake their faith. He didn't. Hezekiah prayed, and when they came with a mighty army, God took care of them. God always takes care of His people. We may not always think He's taking care of us, but God always takes care of His people.